These are Mishnayos, aren't so easy. Next week is worse than this week. But, we're starting now a series that goes through the Ralph the First Parak. We mentioned it already. Of the Zugais. Each does, instead of one person in each generation, we have two people in each generation. The Mishnah in Chagiga says, it brings the list of the different anoyim that we have here throughout the first parak, and it says the first one of each one of them was the Nosi, and the second one was the Av Beis Din. These were two particular roles in Klal Yisrael, and while as until there was always one leader in Torah and the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, and there was no machlokes. At this point on, started the two opinions. The Klal Yisrael was led by two Roshim. However, about at this point in time, the two Roshim worked together. They were mashlim each other completely. And there was a valley in a machlokes that was b'neihem. The first machlokes came into being at this period. And the machlokes was a machlokes l'shem shemayim, of course. But, and there was a difference in their role. And it was a difference that comes through in the Divrei Musa, and the Divrei that we're learning in our Mishnah in particular. The Maral explains this clearest. And he says that as follows. He says that we had in the last mission that we learned the idea Ivid Ma'ava Void in the year, when he spoke about a bit, Ava the year as being the two main channels of Avodas Hashem. And there we had in the person, so he's telling us that we need both. We need both together. In a person, the two come together. In an action, there are different actions or different midos that are most closely related or motivated by the two. And we have the advantage from the Zugais, from having two perspectives of the same issue, that we can hear one Mitzvah Ha'ava and one Mitzvah Ha'ir. Maral explains to us a very interesting point. So if you'll go through it, you'll find, like we said, the Mishnah says the first one was always the Nasi, and the second one was the Av Beis Din. If we go through the Mishnayos, this is the rule that Maral sets up for us, and this will be Ner L'Ragleinu, this will be a guiding light. The truth of what he says is not always readily available or obvious, sometimes more than others. We'll take this as a golden rule, we'll take this as a guiding line, that the Nasi, the first was always talking the Divrei Ahavo, and the Av Beis Din was always talking the Divrei Yir. He explains as follows. Let's see it inside. Eshchal Adas Ki Arishon Hu Yosef Ben Yoezer Hu Nosi VeYosef Ben Yochanan Hu Av Beis Din VaNesius Hu Hisroimimus Mailo. The Nesius was an Indian of Malchus, was a Hisroimimus Ma'al Ha'am. It was a station of quality above the nation. A person who is given any particular bracha, any particular greatness, any particular toiva or special situation, this is a driving force to bring this person to relate to the Rabbi Shalom Ba'ava because of this gift that he was given. As Enosi, so he related more directly and as a part of his tafkid to the inyonim of Avodas Hashem, mitzad Avas Hashem, and therefore it was his dvorim that will always be the divrei Av. Va'av Beis Din, shehu mamuna al adin. The Av Beis Din is the head of the court. Shlokach Nikra Av Bezdin. He's in charge of keeping the Darkei Hamishpat, all of justice in all of Klal Yisrael. He was the Av Bezdin of all of Klal Yisrael. His din relates to Yira. Musa Shloi Al Yira Ki Kasher Midosai Din Yesh Lo Yir. So here we have a basic, one of the two basic, one of the, this is the most basic idea that we can have here, in giving us an inkling into the steps of understanding which the Mishnayos, the relationship of the Mishnayos one to the other. And each set, we're going to have the first one being the Nosei, and his Devorim are Divrei Hesperus Machmas Ahavo, and the second one is the Abbas and his Devorim are the Devorim that's out of here. Question?
Yes, sir. Nosei is, this is,
this is when we lost Malucha, but we had the Resh Kedus in Bobo, and we had the Nos.
And that basically
would be like that. Yes, okay. The Abbasdin and the Nos. In the end of part of the process of the destruction of the Pnim of Klal Yisrael, which led to the Churban Bayis Sheni, so the Nasi, this happened in Melucha in an earlier state also, and the Kohen Gadol also, which was a Chiddush in the second part of Bayis Sheni, became a political position. But at this point, and there were some of the at this point, both the Nasi and the Av Beis Din were the Roshei Am in Torah of the year. And the difference between them was not a one was a political position, one was a Torah position, but these were two forms of a Torah position, which gave us the Torah, that means these were the Moser of the Torah, while as, until then the generation was great enough to get the Klal of Torah all in one unit. From here it had to start to be broken down to its different elements. And here we would, from here on in, it was given to us at this stage in two basic elements. The element of the perspective from Tzad Ha'avu, and the element of perspective from Tzad Ha'yir. Before we go into our Mishnah, I'd like to have a few words on this idea, which since this is the first time it happens in the history of Klal Yisrael, this is the beginning of these type of ideas, a few words on the subject of Elo ve'elo dibur lekim chayim.
Question. Isn't the family structure the same way, based on the so-called Nasi, so-called Ahava, so-called Abez, and so-called Yira, between the parents, the father, the mother, and the mother?
Which one you would say
The mitzvah of Kabbat Yisrael HaSimecha, and the second time that it's written, one is geared towards you're told to respect the father because you're supposed to have a
special emphasis on kavod of the mother
because the ahava comes.
I mean, naturally, a person has more yira for his father and more kavod for his mother. And therefore, the emphasis is in the reverse. Right? We're told that you have to have yira for the mother and the father. You're supposed to have kavod for the father and the mother. So you're right and you're wrong. It means you're right in that you have a two-pronged system. Yeah? Right. And that's one of the places where you can see the advantage of a two-pronged system. Right. Everything that is brought down, this is a big issue which we're not going to go into tonight, every down is also an up. The higher levels of Torah, when Klal Yisrael on its highest level of Torah was given as one unit. So on one hand, that was a higher level. When Klal Yisrael was coming down, so now we had it on two paths, path of Ahava, path of Yir. There is an advantage, though. That advantage was not necessary for the early generation of greatness, but there is an aspect of advantage. Because when you have it all together, you don't hear the fineness of each perspective. So only when you break something down as to its protein, and you can see Abba on its in its own, without the mixture of Yin, and then Yin on its own. So you can get the quality Abba and quality Yin. You can have, this is always the idea of Klal and Prat and Klal. I don't want to go into this in any detail right now, it's not really a subject at all, but there is always an advantage to this process. So you're right that the two-prong system, and that two-prong with an emphasis in Abba and Yin is true in the house too. But there, for reasons that we really don't want to go into now, it's in a reversed form. Because the Nosi was above the Avvesti. The here we have an Ava in Yira, when we're talking about Avodas Hashem, this we explained last week, I have to think, if I remember correctly, that the higher form of Avodas is Ava. And the Chiddush has to be that you need Yira also. Once you Ava, you think you can forget about Yira, so you know, it's not. Have to remember the era also. The house is set up in an opposite form. Okay. Well, the one who is at the head of the household is the father, who his natural tendency in terms of the household is year. So it's a reverse form, and there's reasons for this. And, like everything, there's always reasons for everything. The house is a slightly different system. So you're only right that there is a double system. It's not exactly the same system. Because this system that we're talking about here is a system that corresponds to the levels of learning, the levels of Torah, the essence of Torah. We're talking about the Messiah of Torah, which relates to the etzem relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbein Yisrael. This goes back to a concept that the Torah is the link between Yisrael and the Rabbein Yisrael. The Torah is developed down to the generations to be fitting still to be the link, even though the generation is even smaller. And that's why every generation, the Chachom of that generation, have a new job. They have to re-translate the Torah. Because it's all written already in Torah, so what are we going to do now? What are we going to do that Rashi didn't do? What do we do that the Chachom didn't do? The answer is, what they did was sufficient for the greatness of their generation. But every generation, the Torah has to be, and this is the job of the Chachom HaDor, to be learnt again and brought down to their generation. So here we have the Torah being brought down, and we're going, it's a step down process, we're going a lower generation. But on the other hand, there is a quality, if we get to a clarity, where we have the Ava and the Yira separated out, and we can hear an aspect of each. Okay, a few words on the subject of Elu V'Elu Yevamim Chayim, since this is the beginning of this process. On almost any subject that a person would care to deal with and care to want to know what the Divrei Torah are, want to know what the Torah says on the issue, if a person wants to, he can find a Chazal that says anything. Whatever you want. On any side of any issue. I can bring a chazal telling me any issue, give me the two sides, and I'll bring a chazal for each. As long as both sides are within some reason I'm talking about. Should you hit a kid? Should you discipline with love or discipline with... So I'll bring you a pasuk for each. On any issue, and midos and from political issue, you can find a pasuk for each. You can find a pasuk, you can find a Maamar Chazal. The reason for this being is because the Torah is complete. And there's no, in truth, the world is a totality. And a totality contained within it all of the sides of the issue. And a greater person would be able to see the whole totality in one unit. And then you wouldn't see a machlokes. You would see, here it is. But if we are dealing with a giant perspective, and we're dealing with people with tunnel vision, that they're not capable of focusing in on the whole world at the same time, the whole cosmos, the whole understanding of having all aspects of the issue. So after generations went down, so the Torah was given in more protheistic form, meaning that we zoomed in on a more particular level. All machlokes in this Chazal, a klal in Chazal, especially in Divrei Agada, all machlokes in Divrei Agada are an easier form of Eluvela Devikun Chaim. The way it works is like this. Moshel, classical Moshel, two blind men were led into a cage of a very strange animal, and they were asked to describe it. And they had a big argument. One said, this animal is like a trunk of a tree. It's round and solid and as tall as I can reach. The other animal, the other person, second one, the blind man, says, no. It's thin like a thin rope. And the third animal said, it's soft and it moves around. All three of them were feeling an elephant. But one of them happened to get to a leg. One was touching the tail, and the third was touching the nose. Each one was properly describing the aspect that he was dealing with. Only if a person could put the units of each one of them together and get the whole totality of the picture, or at least part of the puzzle that you're dealing with, you'll see how both perspectives are really true, but you're seeing it from different sides. The elephant marshal is a very marshal gas. We're talking in Torah, we're not just talking about the right side, the left side. So simple section of the ideas. But every aspect has all different kinos and ways of approach. We're all part of the story. Classical example, which we're not going to go into it in detail, just to give it as an example, as the machlokes when the world was created. In Nisan or in Tishrei? So the Chayra, it was either Nisan or in Tishrei. Another classical example, the Gemara gives this as an example, but a little bit of the Yom Chayim. There was a machlokes, there was a story of the mice of Legish Begiva. That if you're familiar with the story, I'm not going to tell the story, but and the whole story came because the first time they beleged, she got very upset with him and started the whole what happened with the beleged again. So here was a machloikis. What was the reason he got upset? And there was a machloikis where there's who's motzo and nimotz. So either it was this or that. This is still the fact. This is either this happened or that happened. These Tanoim that were sitting and discussing this machlokes were met Eliyahu HaNavi. He said, hi Eliyahu HaNavi, could you please tell us what's going on in Shemayim these days in Yeshiva Zerikiyah? So he says, you know what the Baruch Hashem is learning? The Baruch Hashem is learning Halakha Shebegiyah. And what does he say? He says, Zubaleza b'ni oimer nima matzah. Chanina b'ni oimer zuv matzah. Come on. So maybe the Tanoim didn't know, but I mean, what's the punishment? What's going on? The answer is that if there's a machlokes, whether this matzah or that matzah, the answer is there's truth to both. And both of them were some aspect of the story. If there's an aspect of a machlokes, it's only a question of emphasis that he, for one reason, was emphasizing this part of the story, and this one felt that the thing to be emphasized was the other aspect of the story. But the totality of the picture contained both. The same thing Tishrei and Nisan. There are all kinds of different protim and different fortune. It's not important to go into, but there were stages in the development of the world. And depending, there was a stage that started in Nisan, and there was a stage that started in Tishrei. There was whatever the details of it are not in the points right now. There was a question, was it this or was it that? Whenever there's a machloikis, it was a question of perspectives. It's this or it's that, it was both. But each one in its proper place, and this is one of the golden rules. I once had an opportunity that was forced upon me a few years ago. I was forced into a debate with a doctorate student in philosophy from Munich University. I wasn't in the debate. Well, I was a little sure about her. What did I know? But Bechol Avim was forced into a debate with this fellow, and it seems that he knew his stuff quite respectfully. So I was sure, like, I don't even know the language. So I made with him a few rules. One of the rules I made with him is that you can't bind any phrases. Everything else he said, if you can't explain it to the layman, meaning me, right, then not accepted. You have to be able to explain. And we had some rules about what's called the proof. So I called it whatever it is. But the debate started. It went on for about 8 hours. And the amazing thing, he presented philosophy after philosophy. And the amazing thing is that we found, after an analysis of the discussions, there was a certain percentage of philosophy which is stumped. It doesn't take anything, it's ridiculous, and it doesn't make any sense. So. But put that on the side. That's not the... Most philosophies are based on half-truths. Most isms in the world are based on some error, some value, which is a real value, which has a place. But if you take something which is part of the picture, and you make it the whole picture, that's its fallacy. Sheker ein lo regalein. Sheker can't stand. So how does it stand the whole life, and at least lizman? So, like it says by the Meraglim, if it doesn't have an equitas emes, so you always, there's an every false philosophy, they start with a very strong Nekudas Emes. And all the arguments go like this. They come from the Nekudas Emes. Look at them since Nekudas Emes. You see it's Emes? And what's the opposing view? Check it, right? And here, again, I'll show you. This is Emes, this is Sheker. This is Emes, this is Sheker. Oh, you see this is Emes? So I proved it. That's basically the argument. And every time the system of the thing was, he asked me, do I hold like this or like that? He said, I'll give you two. He started with ones and then he started with twos. Two opposing views. Truths. Is it this way or that way? Right. So who told you it's either this way or that way? The assumption that it's either this way or that way is what your mistake is. Right. It's both. Right. Sometimes it's neither, but usually it's both. Each one in its proper perspective. I had once a fine Balabos. He says, why is it that whenever I speak to the Yeshiva Bruch, I never get a straight answer? Anytime I ask him anything, he says, it depends. Whatever I ask him, the answer is, it depends. Well, if, then, and if, can't give me a straight answer. And so I told him, it depends. So if you want a simple answer, but if you want to know the truth, it's because the world's not so simple. And a person who's exposed to Torah exposes to us all, even us little people, that we can only see a little aspect at a time. But the Torah gives us the whole picture. It's all there. And you put it together, so you know, this Chazal is on the pits, and the other Chazal is, you know how to apply them properly. You know how to put each thing in perspective. So, with this golden rule in your hand, a lot of the confusion in learning Chazal, even if you're not going to know the answers, but you're not going to be so disturbed by the question. But even if you're not going to know exactly how to know to put everything in perspective, but you'll understand that we're talking about different perspectives here. And if you didn't figure out it, like the Pasuk says in Reku, you'll realize that if there's something here that doesn't make sense, something here's a little bit extreme. In giving the clarity of issues, everything is said in its purity. But it's not said in the totality. It's said in the totality of the particular perspective that Chazal was worded. Knowing how to identify the particular perspective, that's why you need Shimush Tamil Chacham. You need Shimush Tamil Chacham to pick up the fine tone hints that there are in Chazal to give us in what perspective is this talking, and to put it together, piece it together until a person sees the whole picture. Now, these are just a few words of introduction that will probably come in good stead throughout any time you learn Chazal and within these Mishnahs. Place where it is simply because this is the beginning of this process. And here the two perspectives are identified for us, which makes it a lot easier, at least in theory. when we get to the practicality of learning the Mishnah, we might find some difficulties, but we're going to stick to these rules. Just mention another rule that we've already mentioned before. The Ral explains to us that every threesome, any time that you get a three, so what you're dealing with is the two extremes and the combination of the two. So whatever you have in Chazal, something described in sets of three, what you're talking about is the right hand, the left hand, and putting it together. So these Mishnayos generally go with sets of threes. There are three statements, and we're going to have to look first to put them in perspective of their half, the Mishnah Ava Mishnah and the Yiva Mishnah. And with the sets of threes, we're going to have to find a pattern of two sides of an issue and the culmination of the two together. That's our job, should we decide to accept it. And let's start. One other point is that we've already mentioned, which will be a rule for us, is that nothing was thrown together stamazo. And there's no kolkis behatana over here. We just put in three unrelated subjects. Even though sometimes we appear that way, we're going to have to look for a pattern, a basic idea, which is expressed in all the ideas mentioned by Nitana, especially if it's within one Mishnah. Okay, we start. Mishnah Dalet. Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda, v'yosi ben Yechanan ish Yerushalayim, kiblu mehem. Agav, ish Tzreda means that he was the head of the place called Tzreda. Yosi ben Yechanan was ish Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, we said he was the Av Beis Din, and his was the hand of Yira. Yerushalayim, just Agav Orcha, is made up of two words, Yira and Sholim. Right? Yira and Sholim. I'm going into, this is something I said in Chazal, not going into what it means anymore, but just this is the first of the two sets that we have, and interesting that the first one on the side of the year was Ish Yerushalayim. Anyway, Kiblu Mehem, and we'll go into our first Mishnah, Yosef ben Yoezer, the Nosi, the Tzad Ha'ava, he had three things to say. Number one, Yebeis Vabeis Vad Lechachomim. Your house should be a meeting place for Chachamim. We have a Mis'avik Bafar Eglayim, and you should put yourselves in the dust of their feet. We have Yishoyse B'tzomes Devreim, and you should drink with thirst their words. The fact that the all three go together is quite obvious here, at least on the surface, that all three of the Dvarim of Yosef ben Yoezer are teaching us, it would seem, the proper form of relating to Chachamim. We still need a pattern over here. We have to see what the different aspects of these three halachas that he tells us are. And also, what does this relate to Ahav? What's the relation of this mission to Ahava? Especially, which means that you should have your open house for Chachamim. So here, maybe. Okay? But having Masavu Afar Galeim, that sounds going in the opposite direction. That's a bit lots of shreds. It's a year of Chachamim. It's keeping a distance from Chachamim. Right? So where's the Ahava here? There's a Gemara in Ksuvis. I think we've already mentioned it actually once. Yeah? The Gemara in Ksuvis in Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. The Gemara Darshan's a pasuk, and this is something that we're going to try and understand. The pasuk says like this: La'avo as Hashem lokechem ludovka boy. This is one of the psukim that speak about Avas Hashem. And the Ava is supposed to come to a fruition, a realization of a situation called Vegas. When a person has a lost love, a distant love, he's engaged to a woman, that's a Ava which has not yet come to its culmination. The Vegas is a unification between the two Oyavim. This is where Ava comes to its highest form. So the Gemara asks, "Efsherli dovek mishchina, v'halay eish oichlahu." Is it possible? What does it mean, "dovek elasher"? Can man, with all of his theoretical greatness that he may have, but what is he in terms of the relation? Where is there a possibility for man? And we're talking about in olam hazeh, in the situation of guf, everything that goes with it. Where can we talk about that the Rebbeinu Shem should tell us a mitzvah that there should be l'av v'sashem l'kechol? Till where? L'dof k'boi. How can we be l'ibik v'ashem? So the more answers, Elo hadovek hidovek b'chachomim v'talmideim. V'malo alecha akosav ki'ilu dovek b'shchim. That enoch adam. It is not within the human capabilities to come to full level of dveikus. That will be the highest level of olam haba. That's after all of the processes, levels, and the systems, we will get to the highest level of dveikus of bir v'nivra. But ba'olam hazeh, for a person to come and connect to this highest form of avas Hashem, this highest form of dveikus to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person cannot do so directly. It's too hard, it's too far, it's too distant. A person needs to be dveik b'tal chachomim b'tal midim. Yosef ben Yehuda, Talmidim shel Tan, Antinos shehizer alahavu, bolasakin bayis ha'odom shenitzu boi avas Hashem Yisborach, aydei avas chachomim shezehu midas avas Hashem Yisborach, oy anaf madrege lemato min avas hamokim atz. Here the Moral gives us a very clear definition of where we are on the totem pole. In fact, avas Hashem itself is the more direct form, and a person can come to Avas Hashem. But the highest fruition of Avas Hashem, which is Dveikus, Avas Hashem Lechecho L'dovko Boi, that a person can come to Avas. Ava can be from a distance also. A person could have the whole Shir Hashirim describes Klai Yisrael's yearning, L'doidi, even when we're in Golos, we're very distant, can be far away. It describes the dveikus in the time of the Kira also. But Ava is a much broader term that can even accept within it great distance. Dveikus has no room for distance. It's the highest level. There's no distance at all. Not a hair's breadth between dveikim. If there's a hair breadth between them, then it's still oyevim, then not dveikim. Dveikim is totally unification. Unification is nothing in the world. At that level, we can't come by the Hashem. That be'etzim is olam haba. That's what olam haba is all about. What is olam haba? The only words that we have no understanding of it, but the words that we have to describe that can give us some idea, that the seichel can have an idea of what the subject is, tzaddikim yoshvim v'tavseim v'roshayim v'nenev v'shechina. That's all that we can describe. This is the form of connection between Bira and Divra and Zayas. But that cannot be achieved directly in Olam Hazeh. But the Pasuk still says, "Va'avta Hashem l'kecho l'dof k'boy." How do you do that? Eish oichlo. It's not possible. The answer is that a person who is doivik b'chachomim, a person can be doivik b'chachomim v'talmideihem, and the pasuk considers that dveikus b'Hashem. So number one is that we now understand why this was the first subject on the list. Even though, like the Moral says, that avas Hashem is the ikir, and avas hachachomim is a anaf of avas Hashem. As if you want to talk about avas Hashem, so avas Hashem directly is the ikir. Avas HaChomim is a derivative of Avas Hashem. But if you want to talk about Dveikus, which is the highest fruition of Avas Hashem, the direct form of Avas Hashem is unattainable. the highest form of Ava, which is the Dveikus, that is attainable, is the Anaf of Avas Hashem, the Hainu Avas Chochom. And therefore, the first statement on Avas Hashem, on the Avodah of Avas Hashem, starts from the top of the third book. But on the other hand, it's telling you to start from the bottom. We're going for Dveikus, which is the highest level. But since we're going so high, so we can't go there. So therefore, this Mishnah is the Mishnah of Avas Chochomim, which is the Mishnah of Dveikus Hashem, as determined capable by one's hand. These Mishnayos are difficult for two reasons. One is because on the surface they're extremely simple. They're very straightforward. Some of the early Mishnayos we had to work much harder to understand exactly what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. But here on the surface is a very simple message. Okay? And three simple ideas are telling you how to relate to Chacham. But the concepts that we were trying to understand here are things that we're not very familiar with. We don't have such a good understanding of the Dveikus Bechlal in any terms, anywhere. Especially we don't have in terms of Ava Hashem. Ava itself is a problematic in our generation. And Ava has been reduced to almost a negative term, because people have lost the value and the glory of the quality of Ava, even in human relationships. And it's become something, how does Klanish put it? What they call Ava, we call cars. That's Ava. The depth of relationship, that's called Ava. It's something that a generation needs to work on to attain. That's one problem that we have. Dveikus is even a further stage, and then we bechlal. The relationship to Torah, the third problem. The relationship to Chacham is the fourth problem. We spoke about a few weeks ago, came out when Rosh Hashiva was nifter. We spoke about the idea of Ma'ahanele Chacham. That a man who could chas v'sholom take himself out of Klal Yisrael, by making a seemingly simple mistake. Ma ha'nili chachom. Good, my Rav, my Rav of my town, my Rebbe, who I ask my shailas to, I understand when I need him. When I have problems in law, I go to my lawyer. When I have problems in financial things, I go to my... And when I have problems in halacha, so I go to my rabbi. So he's one of my advisors. He's one of my satellites. But that fellow sitting off in a corner someplace by himself, I never spoke to him in my life. What do I have to do? If I would go speak to him, I'd understand what he said. I work in different fields. I have as much to do with him as I have to do with the professor of who knows what in the university, or the big doctor in some field in medicine in the other. I don't know what they're doing with him. What they do with me? I'm a little man and take care of my life. My Hanavir Obon. This is the extreme opposite of our mission. These are the two extremes. We have to find ourselves wherever we are between these two extremes and push hard away from one and towards the other. The more that first we have to have an understanding of and until then we can come to where this Mishnah is dealing with, where we're talking about the Dveikus B'chol. We'll start on this basis. We'll go through. How come the watch shows? We'll go through quickly. the three ideas that it says in the Mishnah. The first is, we'll go through it a little bit, as much as we can. Yeh beis chov, beis vad lechachon. Two ideas that we have here. One is, generally a person feels that he has a private life and a public life. And his house is the place for his private life. And all, he doesn't take his lawyer home, he doesn't take his doctor home, he doesn't take his rabbi home. Hopefully. Unless the, you know, just like if this person's sick in bed, you bring the doctor into the house. If the house is sick, you bring the rabbi into the house. But hopefully the house stands on its own. And if I need the rabbi, I'll go knock at his door. The rabbi. What is the rabbi? What is the chacham doing in my house? What the mission is telling us that we should make efforts that our house should be a beis vad lechacham. Beis vad means a meeting place. That, like the Rishonim explained, they're not coming to speak to you when they need a place to have a meeting between themselves. Know where they meet? Your house. Where do they come together to meet? They have to discuss something. Chachomim. Where do they come to meet here? Beis vad lechacham. So point number one that we can see here is, even assuming that basic assumption that there is such a thing as called a private life and a public life, the mission is telling you, but chachomim are not outside your private life. They are essence of your private life. And if you want to have a household, properly a Torah household, what it's called, you have to bring the Chachamim in. But Rabbi Yonah says, if you want to claim this Mishnah, keep true to it. So there are requirements. He says, V'ein zeh ela b'bayas adam godol v'choshuv. She'im b'bayas adam pochos. She'im l'chokhon lecha sham lo yitzim. If time would have been linear, I would have gone into a little bit, what does it mean, Adam Gadol B'choshev? But B'chol Eifin, it's not terrible sin if a person could look at himself and say, he's not quite sure he qualifies. Even if a person want to go out and get the Gerev Rebbe and attract to come meet at his house, I don't think they could do it. It won't happen. They're not going to come. They're not going to come. So what are we going to do? So we have to go to secondary levels. Time this Mishnah, first the understanding of it. We can't technically accomplish it. And then there are secondary ways that we can accomplish it. One way that's explained in the portion, the Ruach Chaim says this, Chofetz Chaim speaks about it. There's certain chachamim that you can bring into your house and let them be bikviyas in your house. They should be there 24 hours a day. Chofetz Chaim says that some people always have a discussion. Should I say, but how much am I going to look at it? So I won't buy it. So he'll buy it for me. And he has a whole list of reasons why it's good to have sword in the house. A lot of sword. So one of the reasons is because there's always minutes here and there where there's nothing really doing. And if you have all kinds of interesting sword around, so if all you had was your television around, so you turn that on. And if what you have is sword around, you pick one of them. Even just a few minutes of Divrei Torah that add up over a lifetime to make very, very major difference. Another level is the level of Hashbah. Anything that a household is a living reality. And everything that's there has part and parcel of connecting, making the atmosphere of a house. A person walks into a house and sees a function. There are chachamim in his house. They're there. And their presence is felt. If the sforim are used, so I felt a great deal more. But the sforim, just the fact that they're there, makes a great influence in the house. Nowadays, there may be some aspect of this in tapes also. There's advantages and disadvantages, I won't go into that right now. But Pecholim, the idea of bringing whatever we can of Pecholim into our house, and that they should be part and parcel of making up the atmosphere of the house. The third point, and this is the point that is most closely directly to what the Mishnah is speaking about, is a question of self-identity. Like we were speaking about before. With what do I give chashivas? A person who appreciates art, and this is something he really looks up to, will have all kinds of articles, artistic articles in his house, will have volumes describing, speaking about art. What a person's interests are, you find it in his house. The guy who likes stamps is going to have a stamp collection. The person who likes politics is going to have a lot of papers. Right? Persons like sports. That's what you're going to find now. You can walk into a house and look at the living room and you can know what the guy's interests are. Because a person's personality, a person's interests, a person's essence, his house and himself are part of a person. And one expresses the other. Bringing Chachomim into the house, in whatever form. If we can bring them out, that's the best. But if we can't, in whatever way that we can, shows where our interest is. It shows what we are ma'arich. It shows what the opposite of ma'ani the rabbanon. But I know that this is my link to the Rosh, Torah and the Chachomim. Right? That is the link between ha'olam and ha'bleir. To come to dveikus to the Rabbanon Shalom is different. To come to dveikus with Chachomim is biyadeinu. Point two of the Mishnah, Heavy Misabek Vafaragali. Point number one was telling you that you should bring close the Chacham. Do whatever you can to bring in whatever form, whatever level, you can bring the Chacham close to you. When a person is around Chacham, I had opportunity to live the different mistakes that can be made here in the Mishnah. I had different opportunities in my life to be around Chacham. One reason or the other, I hung around Chacham's houses. I had an opportunity. But I was young and too young to recognize the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says if you become buddy, you come around a lot, you can become his friends. Don't become a friend. Because you're going to lose the whole value. Friends? You have friends. That's not what you need to perform for. You need Chachom to bring the higher form and quality of the Ruchnius, of Torah, of Avas Hashem into the house, which you cannot attain on your own. This is your capability of going above your measuring, of being in contact and being brought out. This is the magnet on top, which helps you get out of the mud. But if you schlep it down into the mud with you and make it on equal level with you, it's not going to work so good. And the Gemara says a terrible thing. Not Mishkif helps. I have to be very concerned about this. It says, Hechidomi Talmud Chochem the Am Ha'aretz. So it says there are three levels. Maskil says that a Talmud Chochem Be'en Am Ha'aretz is a Kitan Shal Zohar. Kevin Shasochi Mori Nasa Shal Kesef. Acha Shenena Mimenu Nasa Shal Kecheres HaNishbo She'en Lohoif. Some great gadol on the other side of the world, Kitin Shel Zohar. If he becomes my rabbi, Shel Kesef, for a good price myself. When I come into close contact, then I have tainis on. I even try to throw them out. The close contact that we have without remembering who it is that we're dealing with and what it is that we want to get out of this relationship, not looking for friends. We're looking for a contact that is above us. We're coming in contact with the Bnei Shamalei to the degree that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Means that
we're getting
hung up from. Yeah. The Satmar Rebbe had a joke. He says in the old country, they would come to ask for aitzes and give money. Right? He says in America, They come to give aithas and ask for money. It's a joke, but seems that they give a lot of money in America too. It's just a joke, but follow the thing. Amoritz uses his rabbi the same way he uses his other advisors. And just like he uses his doctor, he uses his lawyer, he uses his accountant, but he has no bittul to them. They're part of the people he hires, and he expects, he's paying good money once. He's the boss, and these are his workers. So some people are higher than they have in their firm, the lawyers or whatever. And so you have outside contracts. But the relationship is until, like it says, one false step and I'll toss you out the window. You get a different one. Especially because that one still looks like a kitten shows up. Until they bring him in and make him into a kitten. So, one hand we have to bring the chachamim close. On the other hand, bringing them close, but we have to retain the relationship of knowing that we're looking to attach ourselves to something above us. We're not looking for a friend. We're looking for a rabbi. And in order to do that, we are bringing kirva. The only way to do that is to be mashbil ourselves. And this is why, in specifically, there's an extreme importance in Shimush Tamir Chachamim Kipshutai. It says on Elisha Anovi, what was his title? She Yotzok Mayim Al Yodoy Shel Elio. Yotzok Mayim. Yeah, he did that too, but he learned Torah. He was from the Makabli Torah. The Messiah's Torah, you look in the Rambam, goes from Elio to Elisha. Yeah. He learned Kol Torah Kula from Elisha. And the way he's described is the person who poured water on Elihu's hands. The possibility for understanding Torah in proper perspective comes from the Rebbe and Talmud being in proper perspective. And that is attained by Shimush Tamir Chacham. Therefore, it's la halacha. It says that a Rebbe, in a real Rebbe-Talmud relationship, it is also. The Gemara says, a Rebbe that doesn't let his Talmud be Meshamshoi Ki'il Gonvoi. He's stealing from him his possibility of the proper capability of Kabbalah Sater. Rebbe Shoshev Etzomez Divreim, once you'll have this dual relationship, you will see this as your source of Chiyus. You see this as the power above. Ki'ilu the revelation of Allah. And you're bringing the closeness of that relationship. You want that to be an essence of your life, of your household. And you've also retained the left hand, but you put yourself in proper perspective. You kept your distance. So then the result will be you will be able to constantly, not only the first day, but constantly accept their words like a thirsty man drinks water. The other problem with being used to having chachamim around is that he said a line, I said a line. He said a joke, I said a joke, yeah. So he said, I'm used to it, he said a line. Only when a person retains proper perspective, and he knows that every word of Chochmah, every word of Torah, that the Chochmah is saying is his life source. So then he shows that some is different. Nemiri, for example, explains that this comes to include that even if I'm going to have chachamim that are way beyond my level, and what they're talking about, I'm not going to understand. So I'm making a base for the chachamim. I'm not coming there that he should speak to me. I'm here that he should speak to the other chacham. And what am I going to do? I'm going to bring them tea. What am I going to get out of it? I'm going to be shoyis a bit so much to buy it. Toyke de dibor, koch today when they're dealing, I'm going to pick up on a hoga. don't tell me a Dvar Musar. I'll hear Divrei Torah that they'll throw out to me on my level. A person who's around Chachamim, the moshel that they give in the Rishonim, is a person who walks into a Psamim store, comes out smelling very nice. A person who hangs around Chachamim brings Chachamim into the essence of his life, his personal life. That's what Beis Chor is. It's his Dalet Hamas. Brings Chachamim and realizes that that's a requirement. If he wants it to be a Torah house, if he wants it to be a Mokoyim of Ashura's Shekhinah, so he can't, how do you bring the Shekhinah into his house? The way that he brings the Shekhinah into the house and makes it a Torah house is bringing the Chachamim, bringing the Torah into his house in all of the different forms that we can. This way, everybody, that sugya that this Pasuk is brought in is a sugya that says, Ein la'amor'ot, enu kamut yisamesim. So it's Amaratzim finished. They don't make it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Lanishim doesn't like that statement. Person came, one of the Talmidim came, Darshan the Pasuk, and said, Amaratzim enu chayim. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, Lo'inichalei l'merayel de'inu hochi. Your master doesn't like that one. I mean, the Bansham's not happy with that one. Everybody makes it. He said, but Posak on Yiddish. Talecha. Talecha. Mish mishtamish me tal toyer. Tal toyer mechayev. Mish mishtamish tal toyer. That's good. Tal shal tchi. And what's the tchi? It's amazing. You need toyer. I'm over saying toyer. You want what you want? You want somebody to breathe out here? He doesn't have lungs, and I'm sorry, he can have a wonderful book. What do you want? Nothing about you breathe too. So he saw Rabbi Yochanan was mitzvair. He says, Mitzosi tikkun min haTorah. So even a person who is not a Talmud Chacham himself, ayedei hisdapkus b'tamid Chachamim, he can come to all of the same involvement in Torah, in Dveikus, in Olam HaZeh, which translates in Olam Haba and Olam Haba. A person who is not capable of attaining the Keser Torah himself, and each person relative to the higher level, that's true. So this mission applies to everybody. So he has to bring that higher level of Ruchnius, which he himself is not yet capable of attaining, into his house, make it part of the essence of his life, but from a position of Achna. And then he will be mekabel b'tzoma es divrayim. This is the mokum d'veikus. Water, salach mikveh. Water, if you have a mikveh here, and you have a mikveh there, and the water touches in one point, two bodies of water are connected. To Rabbi Yishalom, the or hatoyim tzaratzma is a gevaldik, a great mikveh, in my militaryim. But I'm not big enough to reach it. But if I can make one little connecting point, one channel of connecting between my level and them, I'm connected. The connecting point between the greater levels which I'm not able to attain is Dveikus Tamei Chachamim. And Dveikus Tamei Chachamim is available. But they don't sell them in the court. It's available. In our generation, it's getting harder. A person has to recognize the value and make effort to go beyond the normal systems that you can't buy in the Makola. There used to be every generation, every town, every little shul had a rabbi, which was a person of a real shir kaim. It wasn't a political position. He didn't get it through b'chibot. He get it through the value of his stage in Torah. No politicians gave him the position. And therefore, any person who had within his immediate reach, our generation is like most shuls don't have a roof. Most communities don't exist, and if they do exist, they don't have a roof. There are a bunch of individuals living together, and so we have to have a shul to make a shul like that. Halavai, that they would be able to somehow to reestablish the quality of community and the Talmud Chacham Bereishis. This should be a roof. We have tikkun gold and many things. But in our generation, it's not easy to come by. And this is the first statement that the Mishnah has on the level of Ahava. You want to connect up, you want Kibra to real value, you want to closeness to Rabbi Yishmael, don't cut me deep. But this is the path. Step number one. Yeah, basically, Rad Lechachomim, Vavim Misavik, Afar Hazleim, Vavim Shayna, Vatsoma, Vastivayim.